Possible primary changes. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. Democrats could be seeing a switch in the calendar in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election.
The Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee approved a plan to move South Carolina to the first slot, then New Hampshire, Nevada, followed by primaries in Georgia and Michigan, all part of President Biden's plan to shake up the Democratic nomination calendar. In a letter to the DNC, he writes, quote, "We must ensure that voters of color have a voice in choosing our nominee much earlier in the process. Our early states must reflect the overall diversity of our party and our nation."
Fox's Rich Edson reporting these recommended changes will face a full vote by DNC members early next year. Lawmakers are sounding the alarm on TikTok and its influence over American elections.
Videos flooded TikTok in the run-up to the midterm election. Forbes reports these TikTok accounts run by the propaganda arm of the Chinese government have millions of followers, and the videos have tens of millions of views. TikTok says it is working to clearly label these videos. Quote, "We plan to introduce our state-controlled media policy and corresponding labels globally next year. The global rollout will include China state media." China weaponizing TikTok is just one thing Washington is worried about. The Biden administration says China's threat is growing bigger as the country uses its tech influence as a military strategy.
Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn, defense officials today warning about China's increasing military threat, pointing to a recent stock up in nuclear weapons. And Russia once again says it's open to negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin says the West must first meet their demands. This comes after President Joe Biden said yesterday he's prepared to speak to Russian leader Vladimir Putin in coordination with NATO allies if Putin signals he's serious about looking for a way to end the war. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Health officials fear that the flu season is getting worse than expected.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reveals 7.5% of outpatient medical visits last week were due to flu-like illnesses, an uptick as high as the 2017 to 2018 flu season and higher than any other season since, with 44 states reporting high or very high flu activity. While the winter flu season typically gets going in December or January, this year there have been other viruses spreading at the same time. The CDC estimates so far this season there have been at least 78,000 hospitalizations and over 4,500 deaths from the flu, including at least 14 children, recommending flu shots for all Americans 6 months old or older. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The largest active volcano in the world, Mauna Loa, continues to erupt for the first time in decades.
The flow of the lava has slowed considerably since it's hit flatter terrain, though it's creeping closer to the island's main east-west highway. The lava is less than 3 miles away, but that highway remains open. Officials say the lava could hit it in about a week. The lava isn't currently threatening Kona or any homes. The eruption of Mauna Loa began last week, the first time the world's largest active volcano has erupted since 1984. Since then, lava has been spewing from two fissures on the volcano. No evacuation orders have been issued, though Hawaii's governor did put out an emergency proclamation. Officials are also monitoring air quality levels as volcanic gases create VOG, or volcanic smog. The eruption has become a major attraction, with tourists and locals alike flocking to see the lava. On the Big Island of Hawaii, Max Gordon, Fox Weather.
And major news from the MLB hot stove. Two-time Cy Young winning pitcher Jacob DeGrom is signing with the Texas Rangers on a reported five-year contract worth $185 million. DeGrom leaves the New York Mets after nine seasons. I'm Matt Napolitano, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.